Good evening and welcome to this service in the style of today, a service of prayer and healing. We welcome all of you, no matter where you are, whether you are watching live stream on the church website, or whether you are watching on the church Facebook page, or whether you are watching this as a recording later. Your presence is duly noted, and we are so grateful that you have widened our circle by many, many times. And we hope that at some point when we can gather in this space, if you live in the Nashville area, we hope you will come and sing with us and pray with us. When I plan the service, I always check in with the Holy Spirit to see if there's a particular thing, because I start with the scripture or the reading, and then I go from there. And this week it was rejoice in the Lord always. And I thought, well, that's interesting in the midst of all that's going on. But I realized that this joy is not put on a happy face. This joy exists underneath even the most tragic circumstances. So this joy that wells up inside is what Paul is talking about. So as we sing some joyful songs, I hope they lift your spirits, and we will begin.
Thank you. God of all loving, for each of us you wish a gospel joy. And when we experience trials, a way forward remains open, that of abandoning ourselves in you.
From the fourth chapter of Philippians, starting with verse 4 and reading through verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Let everyone know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Before we begin our long silence, which will be about 10 minutes, so if there's silence, there's nothing wrong with your audio. Before we do that, I find it helpful to get us prepared. The singing and the praying and the reading has helped. But our bodies are temples of God as long as we are alive, and they can be of great help to us. So whether you are sitting on the floor or on a chair, or maybe you're even lying down on the floor, just notice how you're making contact with whatever is supporting you. If you're sitting in some way, it's your sit bones at the bottom of your pelvis. If you're lying down, you may feel your whole back surface of your torso resting on the floor. And just letting yourself rest in that support. And you might notice your breath without trying to change it. Just notice it. Your body mind is very adept at taking care of your breathing if we don't interfere. And then bring your awareness to that place where nowadays sometimes they take your temperature, right in that space above your nose and eyes, right in the middle of your forehead. And that is traditionally considered the entrance to the wisdom seat within us. And if you imagine that you enter there and move right back into the middle of your head, wherever you think that is. You are right above where the spine comes in. And we are going to use the 7 vertebrae of the neck as this staircase from this wisdom place down into the chest where the heart lives, so that we can join wisdom and compassionate love. One without the other can be dangerous, but together they are divine. So from that place in the middle of your head, we descend the first step and the second and the third. Step number 4. Step number 5. Number 6. Number 7. And now we enter the heart space, which is much larger than the physical heart. It might extend as much as 3 feet around us. And in this place, the divine dwells, our own divine self and God together. In this place are all the people that we have ever known and loved, living or dead. In this space, we contact all creatures, human and animal and mineral and plant. Because this is the place of God's creation and God's dwelling. No one and nothing is outside of God and God's care. So as you dwell with wisdom and compassion together, we will be silent and just listen to what your voice inside has to tell you, or maybe there's just silence. And now, as we end our prayer time at this point, we're going to say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For this next segment of the service, if you have not done so, you will have time to get some oil. It could be olive, just regular olive oil, or an essential oil, or a scented oil. It doesn't take very much, usually just a little bit on a tissue or on a cotton ball, because it is there for you at the end of this prayer that you make while we are singing. It's there to seal it. In a traditional way, was to make the cross on the person's forehead. You can do it for yourself or if you have someone there. In the tradition, it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But you may use Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, or any version that you know of that Trinitarian formula. We are in the midst, as everyone knows, of a pandemic which is devastating our world. And imagine the prayer power that is released when we all pray for healing of our planet. This is one thing that you might wish to pray for. You may have a person or persons or yourself to pray for. All of those can be done. This is a holy time, and the singing keeps the healing energy flowing. So when you're not in prayer, we invite you to sing with us. And now receive this blessing, which comes from God Almighty and rests on each one of God's children and all of God's creation. God reminds us, peace I give you, the peace that passes all understanding. You have but to ask. And now go in peace, and the God of peace goes with you. You are never alone. Amen.